Okay, in Perek Vav, we're ending the 48 Devarim Shatara Niklas Behem, which was Brisa Vav. And we're up to Noseya Ba'ol Im Chaveirai, towards the end, probably the last page you have before Brisa Zion. Page Reish Chav Ches in your print. Okay, let's read a few of them, and I'll try to take an overview of the 48 Devarim so we can get a picture of what's going on. We've been learning them one or two at a time. These are Devarim Shatara Niklas Behem. These are Kinyanei Taira. Naisa ba'olam chaveiroi u'mamidai al ha'emes u'mamidai al ha'shalim. That means that when somebody deals with somebody else, he has to be naisa ba'ol, is to feel along with somebody. Mamidai al ha'emes, mamidai al ha'shalim. So he explains what that means. Naisa ba'olam chaveiroi laharis panam l'svarasai. We're talking here about learning. When you learn with others, you have to pay attention to the other person's svara. Kamaisha Matzina, one of the most beautiful Gemaras, is in the beginning of the Machlaik Sabayin Rava, the Sugya of Shah Shalom Yidas, which in our day was the first Gemara you learned. When you started learning Gemara, you learned Eilu Metzius. See, in that Sugya, it's Machlaik Sabayin Rava, which stretches for a blot, over a blot. And Bayin Rava argue if Yir Shalom Yidas, have a Yir Shalom, have a Yir. And at the end, we pass like Abaya. It's one of the few places we pass like Abaya. But in the middle of their arguments, if I can use the expression, you know, Rava has sort of Abayas on the ropes. There's a kasha on Abaya, and Abaya can't answer. So you know, like they're ready to give the crown to Rava. So Gemara says, Tir Gemara Rava libet Abaya. Rava says, look, I hold I'm right. But the kasha you asked on Abaya, we could answer. So he says, the teretz, tir gemar rava aliba d'abaya. Kedoyim b'shas, and you have similar things in Shas. The chayshiv shema hadinim chaveira, he allows that maybe I'm wrong, maybe the other one is right. V'av shi'iya baroloi ki hadin imoi v'loyim chaveira. Even though it'll be certain to him that he's right, and not his friend, loyim kemizgal chaveira b'dvarav. It shouldn't be that you treat him with gaiva. So that's what it means. Mamidai al ha'emes. You try to show that you're right. Sometimes you know that it doesn't pay to argue with him because he is not willing to pursue it. He's made up his mind. Then don't fight with him. Yamidai al ha'shalom. It's important. It's a weakness that we all have. If the other guy made up his mind already, it doesn't pay to argue with him. If you're sitting in the basement, you're learning. So hopefully your chavrusa is willing to listen. He didn't make up his mind. So this is, it's an important midah to know when to be mamidai ala emes and when to be mamidai ala shalom.
You always said that you don't get involved in disagreements unless both sides really
want. Yeah, when two people have it in Torah, yeah, when it's the get a person's money, a person always made up his mind. So it's very, very hard. There are occasional things. One of the nicest things I had is once when a person got up in the middle of a common argument to do with Ribbis, and someone said, okay, if I have to take the loss, I'll take the loss. And I know he didn't have a lot of money. And it was a significant amount of money. And he said, if I'm not entitled to it. So, you know, when that happens, it's the rare ray of sunshine that sort of makes everything worthwhile. Okay, so these are ways to be kind of Torah. Umisyashev libay b'talmudai. That means in his learning, he has a certain calmness. Ki b'chavsi kol adam kaizev. When a person is not calm, then kol adam kaizev. Even a good person ends up with a lie. When a person is, alzen emar aye shaykel. Where is the one who takes the time to weigh things? Who has the patience to weigh things? You know, we live in a very rushed world. It's very hard. Shailu meshiv is a chacham. Shemei meshiv is a navain. Zeh mashakasam navain tachpay lasiyekna. I'd like to explain sort of an overview of the 48 things. We still have one more piece, but there were 48 Devarim Shatara Niklas Behem. Now, if anybody took the time to count the 48, which I'm sure you all did, you'll discover that there are more than 48 if you count them the way I would count them. And the Abarbanel writes, there are certain variations in Girsa. I think the word Tahara was in some of our versions and not in others. But there are questions of when things double up, when things are two and two. seems to me, if you look at the Mishnah carefully, the first 24 parts of the Mishnah and the second 24 are divided evenly between midos that are discipline in serving Hashem and midos that are bein adam lechaveira. In other words, it starts with things that have to do with study, the Torah study. Talmud, Shmias Ha'ezen, Arichas Vasayim, listening well, speaking things out, understanding, Ema, Yira, Nova, Simcha, Tahara, Shimash Chachamim, Digdu Chaveirim. These are things which are typically things that have to do with a spiritual study, with somebody who started spiritually. Some of the six miyuts, right? Miyut Sicha, Miyut Sheina, Miyut Tainug, Miyut Tzchaik. Was it Miyut Derech Eretz, Miyut Chayra? There certainly is that way. Then, the 25th is Hamakiras Mekaymai, HaSameach Bechelkai. Now these are Midas we're familiar with. Sameach Bechelkai, Ezo Gibar, Sameach Bechelkai had nothing to do with Torah study. These are already more Midas type of ideas. Oyevus HaTechachos, Mistrachim Min HaKavid, these are all things that are more or less being on lachaveira. Certainly all midas that have to do with the midas of a person, and it seems that it's divided in that way. Now, some have to, are twos that go together, like Shailo Meshiv, Shemeya Mason. There's some that are two. As a matter of fact, the Barbanel says Mikra u'Mishnah go together. No chumish without Torah Shabbat Peh, that's not one. It's one to learn Mikra Mishnah. So it's not Mikra Mishnah that way. Now it ends, and again, it's hard to see the way it's building up. Some of them it's easier to see, some harder. But the end are these last three. Hamachkim es Rabbi, somebody who tries to reach, who works to reach the level of wisdom of his Rebbe. There were those in the Gemara they called Talmud Chaver, Talmud that reached the level of a Chaver to his Rebbe. Who labeled him a Talmud Chaver? I have no idea. That's Hamachkim as Rabbi, Hamachavin as Shmuasai, means you're precise in what you say. Seems precision in what a person says when he teaches is a very high level. I don't have that level, nowhere near it. Rav Palm, when he spoke slowly, but he got a lot said. He was more precise in exactly what he said. And then, the last thing, attribute things when you say them. It's a very hard thing for me to understand, being the epitome, the 48th level, saying things in the name of the person who said it. It seems to be a proper midah. If someone said a good varat, don't pretend it's yours. But still, it's hard to understand. Now, I'd like to share with you what the Abarbanel says, but first let's see what Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, which I don't understand. He says, why? Why is it important to say things and attribute them properly? What's the reason? I could think many good reasons, because that's the reason. Sometimes if you know who said it, it'll answer kashas. You tell me he holds this way. Really? He holds that way? Who's he? He's this. Oh, he goes with that shita, so that's why he holds that way. So sometimes you get a gila. But that doesn't seem to be the 48th level. It's just a technical thing. Say it in the name of the person so that I can understand. So it's a little hard. Let's end the Abarbanel. He says, I believe in the Abarbanel, that all these last three are go together. He counts them as three. But it has a lot to do with what you see today. Anybody who studies academia, the rush to publish in academia, it's accepted. But there's a very strong language of disapproval and of challenge. It's a very, I don't know if any of you have read, you probably read these things, the very strong language, and a very strong language of disapproval of what others, say, and, there seems to be a feeling that the more out on a limb a person could, I shouldn't say out on a limb, I don't mean alone, but the more chiddush you could be, the better it is. In learning, the more you can show something is mainstream, the better it is. to make a mark in the world, if that's a person's goal, then it's more to, you know, more to make a statement. So, anytime they have a study, it's tilted towards saying the Chiddush, which is really a problem, because, you can't have a system where all the studies that are done have a built-in incentive to say that things are not the way we think they are. I think it's correct that in academia it is that way. If you're going to say, you know, we did a study and everything is fine, no one's going to notice you and you're not going to get funding for your next study. If you do a study and you find emergency, if we don't fix this, the world's going to collapse, then you'll make it. So it's just the way it is, you know, the way it is in the world. So what the Barbanel says is that these last three, are to be calm in Yechidushe Torah. He says, Hamachkim es Rabbi, v'hamechavin es Shmuasai, v'aymedova b'shem Oimrai, are that when a person reaches a level, Hamachkim es Rabbi means he reaches his Rebbe's level in Torah study, so he's a Mechadish, even though he has this taiva to be a Mechadish, he nevertheless should be Mechavin es Shmuasai in Oimedova b'shem Oimrai. He should say, the Shmua precisely, should give things over exactly as they are, without the look to just say Chidushim, and Ha'imedav B'Shem Ha'imrai, and to attribute it to, he brings, you know, I saw this, Avraham Azulai, the Chidah's grandson, has a Sefer on Pirkei Avos, great grandson. No, descendant. Chidah descendant. Anyway, he writes that in the introduction to the Panim Iris, he's quoting, he writes that, I didn't see it in the Palmyra, I saw it there, he says, the things that I don't attribute are for my Rebbe. Because everyone knows I had one Rebbe primarily, and I don't have to say in his name, everyone knows that whatever I say is my Rebbe's, comes from my Rebbe. So, he writes, it's very admirable, that everything you say comes to your Rebbe. But someone's a machimis rabbi, somebody who sometimes says things on his own, there's a tendency to not attribute things back to a Rebbe. And that's why it's important that when you're at the stage, a Machanas Rabbi, Mechadish Chidushin Torah, that you stay away from the Yetzirah to not be Mechavin, not to be precise, or not to attribute. And that's important. And as an art scroll, they used to say that, when you quote from one source, that's plagiarism. I mean, you don't attribute it. If you take from one source and you don't attribute it, that's plagiarism. If you take from two sources, that's research. So, you know, that's, 50 years ago they said it also. Okay. So at any rate, that's the thing. So and I think the idea of the 48 ways Torah is nikna, is that Torah is not just a wisdom, it's not just you sit back and study Torah, but it requires working on the person. And a person who works on himself, then he can be kind of tired. So that's the main brisa of this perek. Let's see brisa Zion.
What's the? It seems like this. Omer Dover B'Shem Omer, maybe Lulalo. It sounds like there's much more of significance.
See, that's the point. I think the point is you're building up. So the 48th way is when you're talking about this Talmud, you're trying to teach him. And he started with Mikra and Mishnah and Shmi Yisrael and Arichas Hashem. He started off as a simple yeshiva boy, and you're building him up. When you get him to the level where he's a Machkimis Rabbi, if he wants to really become a Torah, he has to know that when you're Machkimis Rabbi, when you reach that level, you have to be Mechavenes HaShmua, you have to be precise in what you say, avoid the desire to say extreme things. And to still attribute things to a Rebbe, and sometimes things are not attributed, and it's not the way it is. Everything should be attributed properly. Once, many years ago, I used to walk to the 14th Avenue Pirchei as a teenager. So it was a snowy, icy day, and I was always, by nature, I'm a punctual person. There's nothing to do with frumkeit. It's just the way my brain is wired. I try to be punctual. So I was on my way to shul, and this elderly gentleman, it was a little icy, and he grabbed my hand, and he said, I'm going to fall, you have to walk me. So I walked him, I was thinking the whole time, I'm going to be late, you know, where are you going? And, you know. So he was a nice gentleman. He said to me that, he said to me the following, It says, Aina Amen, what's it, B'chol Kaichai, so you get all kinds of schar. It says, Haimed Avu Shem Aimra, he also brings the Gula. They both bring the Gula. So I'll tell you a part. This is the part he told me. It says, this the end of Keheles. It says, Asai Svarim Harbe and Kates. Make many Svarim with no end. And write Svarim, that's what it says. Asai Svarim Harbe and Kates. So he said, Asai Svarim, Oksai Svarim Harbe. If a person wants to write a lot of Svarim, what does he do? He steals someone else's Vart, and he doesn't attribute it. He pretends it's his own Vart. Right? You want to print Svarim, you got to get a Shtukal Torah. You find a good Shtukal Torah, you just stick it in. So if you say B'Shei Moimra, you may be Gula Laila. If you don't say B'Shei Moimra, ain't Kates. So he said, say Svarim Harbe, you can write a lot of Svarim, ain't Kates. He stopped the Gula from coming. So he said, I should say it over B'Shei Moimra. I don't remember his name. We're talking now 40 years ago. But anyway, that's you got to be Amidav B'Shei Moimra, right?
I don't mind if he says my Torah is his name.
I don't say. Yeah, I think many used to say that, and even more thought it.